Yep, it's Site Matters. Matters again. We're at the studios at Corrin Court in top of Onchan. My guest this month is Peter Marshall. I'm going to be telling us a bit about Site Matters, because originally it was Manx Blind Welfare, then it changed its name. How many members do you have now?
Yes, so it started off, we started off as Manx Blind Welfare Society, and actually we are still officially Manx Blind Welfare Society, but we trade under Site Matters. Few reasons for the name change, but the main thing was that we look after people with all types of sight loss, not just blind people, so we wanted to make that clear. And we have more members than we've ever had before in our, the charity was founded in 1936, so we've got over 700 members now, which is the most we've ever had.
I get involved up in here because occasionally we come and entertain the luncheon club. That's a bit special, isn't it?
Yeah, so the lunch club is one of our really important services. So Tuesday to Thursday, every week, our volunteer bus drivers go out. They go to different parts of the Isle of Man, pick our members up, who often, they can't see, so it's hard for them to navigate the buses. Our guys go door to door, pick them up, bring them in, and they have a home-cooked meal, three-course meal, and there's usually a bit of social, an activity afterwards. And maybe even a glass of wine. For a lot of our members, it might be the only time they get out that week. So it's a really crucial service.
Yeah, and it's a really friendly group, isn't it?
It is. I think the really important thing about that is the kind of networks that people form and the social inclusion. It's the foundation of a lot of what we do, really.
And cheers to Stacey for doing it.
You
split onto members under 18 and over 18. What's the difference?
Yes, so we have two activity groups. So these are groups where our members will go out and do various activities. We've got 0 to 18. We call that the younger members group. And they will do all sorts of activities. That can be rock climbing. We've done circus skills. We've done blind driving, which is terrifying. Axe throwing. So there's very exciting. The kids love it, and it's growing all of the time. Yeah, a really important thing to get blind and visually impaired children together, make new friends and make new experiences and memories.
You're worried about blind driving, but happy with axe throwing.
Well, let's just say it's all done very safely. But the most important thing is we put on activities that the kids want to do. All done very safely. Sometimes it's a little bit scary.
And then for the over 18s, is that a more like a social gathering group?
Yeah, well, it's still activities. So it's a range of activities catering to various different interests. So we'll do arts and crafts things. We do video gaming, take people out to the Villa Marina, meals out, that sort of thing. Also a regular walking group as well. So all sorts of different activities. And depending on your interest, you can sign up to what you want to. There's multiple activities a month. It's a really busy, busy group, and they're always off doing various different bits and bobs.
I'm always surprised when I ever come up here to Corrin Court by the amount of help that is generally available with technology, but kitchen tools and things like that as well.
Yeah, so that's another really important thing that we do is provide our members with assistive technology and resources that help them just manage life. Crucial to what we do is allowing our members to retain their independence. And some of this equipment's really basic stuff, like something you put over the side of your cup of tea that bleeps when the liquid hits the level. Things like that can just keep people able to live their lives as normally as possible. So the resources we'll allocate range from bump-on stickers, which show people you could put it on your microwave on the right settings, right the way up to CCTV magnifiers and iPads and things like that.
And also in this world today, it's also every button seems to get smaller, but I've noticed that like telephones have got huge buttons for the visually impaired.
Yes, we have the large button telephones, talking watches, talking clocks. That's a really common thing that we give away. We give away lots of those, but all of the technology is designed so that people with various levels of serious sight loss can manage their day-to-day activities.
We've only touched on many things that are offered by it, but even more are available. What's the best way for people to contact Corrin Court?
Yeah, so if you are blind or vision impaired or you know someone that is, if you give us a ring on 674 727 or email inquiries@sitematters.im. We'd be happy to get back to you.
Or if a member of your family wants to contact, get them to contact on your behalf and explain. Telephone number one more time.
674727.
This has been Site Matters from Manx Blind Welfare. Right now it's back to the studio.